So, my name is Jesse Thorsted. I am 52 years old. Today is Thanksgiving, and it is November 23rd, 2017. And I am here at my home with my 93-year-old mother, Norma. And we're in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, which is just maybe 20 miles from where this fine lady was born and grew up and spent most of her life. So, Mom, I've got a few questions I would like to ask you. Is that okay?
Yeah, the best I can.
Okay. So, my first question has to do with how our relatives from Norway ended up here. Do you know why and how our ancestors came to this country?
No, I don't. I think it was there were other families too that were trying to live in the new land, like they called it.
Do you remember? Were your grandparents born in America, or were they born in Norway?
My grandparents, I believe, were born here in America.
Okay, but their parents maybe came from Norway.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And this question isn't really on my list, but you grew up speaking Norwegian, didn't you?
Yes, my parents always talk Norwegian, so that's what we were. We always talk Norwegian back to them. Didn't know any better.
And when did you learn English then?
Oh, when I went to school. Okay. Started. Yeah.
Was that the same for other kids your age, that they spoke Norwegian in their homes and then went to school and had to learn English?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're 93, right? You are. Trust me.
Okay. figured it out.
Yep, I've done the math.
Okay.
We just celebrated your 93rd birthday last month. So, so you've had lots and lots of years and lots of memories. I want you to think, if you could, tell me one of your happiest memories.
Happiest memory.
Besides me being born, of course. That's probably your absolute happiest.
Well, you getting well was one of those things.
Can you explain what you mean by that?
When I carried you to the clinic, you had such a high fever, I felt the heat from the fever to your coat, and I was carrying you, and I was very afraid for you.
And I must have been just an infant then, a baby, right?
No. I don't know if you were an infant. You were able to walk, but I was carrying you.
Oh, okay, a toddler probably then.
Yeah.
And this is when we lived in Red Lodge, Montana, because that's where we lived when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
And that really must have meant something to you, because every time we're together, you mention that. You mention how scared you were and how high my fever was, and so that must have really had an impact on you.
Yes.
Huh. Well, I'm glad I made it through that.
Yes, I am too.
Yeah. So that's one of your happiest memories.
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
It is.
All right. Next question. Excuse me. I'm sorry. How would you like to be remembered when people talk about you after you've gone? What would you like them to say about you?
And I was always... always seemed happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always smiling.
Now, anyone who knows you would absolutely, without a doubt, say that about you right now. Is that something that you work at? Do you have to work at it, or is it just part of your nature to be happy and always see the bright side of things?
Yes, always to be happy on the bright side of things. Yeah.
Okay. This is the last question I have for you. Okay. So, thinking about your family many, many generations from now, my children, my children's children, their children, many generations from now.
Yeah.
If they were to hear this recording, and this recording is going to actually be saved in the Library of Congress forever and ever, so people will be able to listen to it.
Uh-huh.
What would you want generations from now? Do you have any advice or wisdom you'd like to share with those family members that aren't even born yet? What advice would you give them?
To appreciate what your ancestors have done to make life better for their families. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Well, your generation worked very hard to make things better. And we have it pretty good now, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We have a very good background.
Yeah. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, manga talk. That's many thanks on Norwegian.
It is, yes. All right. Thank you for your time, Mom.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you. And I love you, too.
All right.